I'm Joe C. Mandel, and this is Raven Conversations. And today I'm joined by not a Washington Air National Guardsman, but a Missouri Air National Guardsman, Captain Stephen Roberts.
Yes, sir.
You are a JAG in the Missouri Air National Guard, the 133rd Bomber Wing.
131st Bomb Wing, that's right.
There we go. I was close. 131st. But you are also a state senator in the state of Missouri.
That's right.
So he's here to share his experience about being in the Air National Guard, second Cobra Gold, so talk a little bit about that, and then being an elected official in the Air National Guard. So thanks for joining us.
Oh, honored to be here. Thanks for having me.
So intro background yourself real quick.
Yeah, so attorney by training. Right now I'm currently at the 131st Bomb Wing, where we have the B-2 Stealth Bomber mission. I've been in the Guard 8 years now, and it's just been a great way to kind of continue my service, given that we're a part-time legislature. We're only in service 5 months out of the year, so it's really
similar to Washington.
Absolutely,
yeah. How'd you learn about the Guard? I always like to ask. I think we all have an interest in how we learned about the Guard and what made us join. So.
You know, I gotta say, at my law school, there was one of those career field days, and you kind of are going around all the tables, and I never really considered the military until I spoke with, there was actually an Army JAG there, and was telling me about the work he was doing, particularly within operations, and that just sounded fascinating. But one of my first jobs out of law school, I was a prosecutor. And then when I became an elected official, I had all this extra time. So I thought it'd be a good way to continue my service.
Yeah. And you kind of bring up a valid point. You know, you guys are a part-time legislature, same as ours. Ours only goes, I think long sessions are about 5 months, short about three. We're currently in our shorter session.
Okay.
And it's not uncommon for guardsmen to become elected officials and elected officials to join the Guard.
Right.
We've had a number of them in Washington. Kind of talk about that experience being in both those roles.
Yeah, it's fascinating, especially kind of the journey I went. So I first did 4 years in the State House. Then that's when I first joined the Air National Guard. And then I was elected to the State Senate in 2020. So I'm my sixth year in the State Senate.
Yeah. How do you enjoy that kind of lifestyle being in both?
Yeah, it's fun. And, you know, for me, I love being an advocate for the district and just kind of being able to serve in the military, just a purpose greater than yourself is kind of how I see it. You know, back home, I'm very focused on the city of St. Louis. That's the district that I represent.
Oh,
and here,
nice.
You know, on the national level, being able to represent our Air Force, this is a great honor.
Love St. Louis. I've been to St. Louis. We went up in the Arch.
Oh,
went
really?
To a ball game at the Bush, is it still Bush Stadium?
Beautiful stadium.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous stadium. Loved it. I'm a Brewers fan.
I
originally grew up in Wisconsin, and so the fans were just fantastic.
Oh, wow.
I almost caught a home run ball, but I was about 4 feet from it. So great place though.
At least you didn't steal it from a kid.
And some of the best barbecue I've ever eaten is in St. Louis too. So I do have to say that. So second Cobra Gold, talk about your experience here.
Yeah, it's interesting. And kind of how it's changed the different mission sets. But for me, it's really fascinating to see how we work together with our coalition partners in so many previous exercises I've done. Freedom Shield in Korea, where you're more very specifically with the Koreans, for example, and then Pacific Century in Hawaii. This is very unique because we have so many international partners representing so many different divisions. For me, I'm specifically with the U.S. Air Force Air Component over in the AOC. So it's been a real, each time I learn something new from it.
Yeah. Do you get to work with all the other JAGs kind of throughout the exercise
too? I do. Yeah. So they're in the building just across from me. And we kind of go back and forth, just keeping each other informed with what the different components are doing.
What about like the foreign partners? Do they have JAGs as well that they bring to the exercise?
They do. There is, I believe, 13 JAGs here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
From all across
the... All across the each of our... Yeah.
It's fascinating. Do you find like that... Obviously, there's probably a language barrier, but there's also probably a law barrier that where they may interpret something differently. Do you find that kind of... You learn from that and they kind of learn in the same of what, here's what we do.
Absolutely. And there's actually a ROE matrix that the attorneys put together showing the permissions of each country. So there's certain things that we can do, but Japan can't do, for example. So that was kind of a really interesting learning curve because real world, there's common situations where, you know, as our force in this exercise, for example, we had very expansive ROEs. And then a lot of our allies had certain caveats, particularly with regards to self-defense and collective self-defense.
Yeah. I think that's all I had. Anything else? I mean, sales pitch for the Missouri Air National Guard.
Oh, yeah. It's a phenomenal unit. It's been one of the most rewarding and experiences of my life. We've got a fantastic team down at Whiteman and then at our geographically separate unit down at Jefferson Barracks. There's almost 50 of us here, so the Missouri contingent is very strong at Cobra Gold this year.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us. It's a Washington state, but we're all in the National Guard. We want to make sure we tell that Guard story in some way, so I thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
If you like the video, give it a like. If you want to know more about the Washington or the Washington Air National Guard or even the Missouri Air National Guard, we can put that information in the notes. Subscribe for future videos, and Steve, I appreciate you coming on.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you for having me.